I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News. Atlanta activists and immigrant rights groups are calling for the city to close its detention center. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
More than 100 advocates filled Atlanta City Hall today, asking the city council to move forward in closing the city's jail. Tatiana Lima spoke at the meeting. She says the city needs to spend its money on actual public safety measures.
Locking up people for traffic citations does not increase public safety. Locking up people because they cannot afford for somewhere to go is not public safety. $32.5 million every single year is spent on that jail.
Lima says that money should go to community programs and funding prevention. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Just over the Georgia line in South Carolina, Beaufort County emergency responders say an 8-foot alligator attacked and killed a woman this morning on Hilton Head Island. Beaufort County's coroner says the victim was 44-year-old Cassandra Klein, an island resident. Witnesses say Klein was walking her dog near a lagoon in the Sea Pines development around 9:30. When the alligator attacked her and pulled her into the water, the dog was not harmed. Sea Pines and Beaufort County law enforcement and fire personnel recovered the body a short time later. An Environmental Crimes Unit spokesperson says they also located and dispatched the alligator believed to be responsible for the attack. A spokesman for the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources says alligator attacks are rare, that people should avoid feeding them so the animals will not associate humans with food. A new medical clinic opening in the town of Plains this week is a first for the effort by the Medical School of Mercer University to expand access to health care in rural Georgia. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
The primary care clinic was created in part because the best-known resident of Plains asked for it. That's former president and Mercer board member Jimmy Carter. But the brick-and-mortar doctor's office gives Mercer's medical school a place to begin testing best practices in rural health care. Jean Sumner is the dean of the medical school.
It's a different dynamic, but the best medicine in America can be practiced in a small town.
The clinic will also use cutting-edge telemedicine to give patients access to specialties like psychiatric care. Sumner says what's learned in Plains will be replicated in other primary care clinics that Mercer plans to help seed around the state. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
PepsiCo, main rival of Atlanta-based Coca-Cola, plans to expand into healthy soda. The company announced today a new agreement to acquire SodaStream for $3.2 billion. SodaStream is the maker of home carbonation dispensers that offer a healthier alternative to soda. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.